Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, who's calling, please?
Good afternoon, my name is Chris. I'm from the Republic Tax Relief Center. I'm just getting back to you regarding your IRS taxes. Do you still need help with that?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, ma'am, do you have 2 or more 5 tax returns?
I need you to say it one more time.
Okay. Do you have 2 or more on file tax returns?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, do you owe the IRS $5,000 or more, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the IRS has a program available that can reduce or eliminate these steps. Just let me get you connected with the tax specialist to see if you qualify, okay? Just take like 5 minutes. Can you please give me your first name or your last name?
Krishanka.
I'm so sorry, can you spell it?
Krishandra.
Krishandra, right?
Yes, not Andra.
Krishandra, right?
With the C. Krishandra.
Oh, Krishandra, I'm so sorry. Krishandra. Okay, and just to confirm, is this your telephone number? Yeah. Is this 678-891-7226?
Uh-huh.
That is your telephone number?
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned Krishandra, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just let me transfer you with a tax specialist. Just will take like 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Please don't hang up.
I'll stay up here.
I am okay. Here. Thank you.
Okay.
Tax relief, this is Christina.
Hello, Miss Christina. I have Miss Krishandra on the line with the number of 678-891-7226.
Okay.
Okay, so you are in good hands. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm good. I was calling about your services. I have a great bit of taxes that I owe, and I'm just drowning in it, and I'm trying to get out of it.
Okay. Well, how much is it that the IRS is claiming you owe, roughly?
I think for year 2020, I'm trying to think of the years. 2022, I want to say it's $13,000. In 2021, I think it might be $12,000. It's $25,000 I owe total, something like that.
Total, okay. And this is, are you married or is this single?
Married, filing joint.
Well, so the IRS, they have what's called the Fresh Start Program, which is a program, if you can qualify, it will substantially reduce or put you in a position where you don't pay back any of that tax debt. So that's what we do, is we go through and we see if you qualify for any of those programs and then kind of go from there.
Okay.
So you said you're married filing jointly. What is your gross monthly income right now before taxes?
Monthly, we file together, so together, monthly for me or for him, because we file together.
If you can break it down, that would be helpful. So how much for you?
Not a whole lot. I want to say monthly is probably like $2,000 for me or something like that. And it might be less than this. I think it's $1,500. And for him, after taxes is $2,000 and some change. Before taxes is a little more. So it's only together it's like less than $4,000, but right at $4,000.
Got it. And then the size of your household, is it just you two?
It's us and our son with a disability son.
Okay. And then do you guys have a mortgage? Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. And how much is the mortgage payment per month?
$2,800.
And is there any second mortgage or line of credit?
No lines of credit. We're on a credit card payment plan, and that's $500 a month. We're trying to reduce our credit card payment, and we pay $500 a month for that.
Okay.
Because we got behind on our bills, and they're trying to get it caught up.
Got it. I'm familiar. Okay. And then what about, like, your electric, gas, water? What does that run you monthly?
The light bill runs us anywhere from $300 to $450. And we don't have a gas, and the water run us anywhere from $70 to $89 a month.
Okay. And what about cable, phone, and internet?
We don't have cable to cut down on debt, but we do have internet, and that runs us $100.07. $107 a month. And I tried to ask them, do I qualify for the lesser one, but I couldn't get it.
You couldn't. Okay. What about cell phones?
I don't pay a cell phone, but someone, I don't pay, but my husband pays his, and it's $50. His is $55 a month.
Okay. And then any car payments, ma'am?
No, thank God.
Oh, and then any car insurance that you pay for?
$365 per month for both cars.
Okay. And then any health insurance or life insurance that you pay for?
Life insurance is $80 a month. Or it might be $79. It's somewhere between $70 and $80.
Okay. And then do you guys pay for any type of health insurance at all?
It's included in my husband's plan.
Okay, gotcha.
But we have to pay copay. Every time we go out, it's $35 a month. And my son being disabled, he's 30. We have to pay $35 a month. Plus his medicine, which is $20 each time we have to get his medicine. Plus when he has to have therapy, every visit is extra $35 to $40 a month. And then it just went up to $70. And we have to go visit him every 3 months, and he goes to the doctor once a month and pick up his medicine once a month. It's a lot.
Okay. So on average, like monthly, what do you think you spend in just medical expenses in general?
I don't say anywhere from 50 to 70, and then every third month is 150.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I gotcha.
All about the guy that provides that up.
Got it. And then lastly, do you have any court-ordered payments?
No.
Okay. And then the last section here is going to be your guys' assets. So as far as the home, what do you guys still owe on it, and what do you think it's worth?
We owe $329,000 on it, and it's probably worth $330 or $340. Not worth
and
much.
And then any other? Is there a lien on the property from the IRS yet?
They probably did. But by me being on a payment plan, they probably don't have one. They said if I miss that payment, they're going to put it on there.
Yeah, usually anything 25 and over, they'll automatically do that.
My brother came to talk with you.
Okay.
One moment. Sorry about that.
All right, ma'am. Well, that's everything I needed. What's the legal spelling of your name the way that the IRS has it?
C-R-I-S-H-A-N-D-R-A. Last name lettering, L-U-T-T-E-R-Y.
You cut out on your first name. Can you say it one more time just to make sure I got it?
C-R-I-S-H-A-N-D-R-A. And my husband is Sean Lettery, S-H-A-W.
And he spells perfect. Okay. And the last name is L-U-T-T-E-R-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you filed up to date through 2023?
Yes.
Okay. So that's everything that I needed, ma'am. If you can, just bear with me for a moment. Let me submit this over to my legal team. We'll see if you guys qualify for that Fresh Start program, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Thank you. How you been doing, Mr. Pop? I'm a little hoarse. I've been on that CJ about a week ago. I got some flag songs from New York. I got to go back and get some more. I've been in New York. Y'all, is it your name? Who? What we say? It ain't no good job. Oh, yeah, Dylan, so you eat a lot. Don't pay Dylan no attention. He's talking about everybody. Y'all got it. He losing it. He kind of out of it, guy. I'm saying, don't take him person. Don't take him person. He's talking about me.
Them right there so good,
it's fine. Oh, I know. That's why I was glad you didn't eat my chips, too. Yeah, I was chips. I'm glad you didn't eat them.
Bro, sorry, fine, like.
Jesus.
Trust me. By
and they healthy.
By
look, they got so much grain. All that grain, help you poop. You like stuff like that. Vegetable chips, grain chips. And the grain chips. Them grain. You like them?
I like
wheat
bread.
Them got salt in them. Stop getting that white bread because it ain't no good for you. Right.
It tastes like the same thing.
But they good, though.
I'm talking about some bread. It tastes the same.
You ain't tasting the yeast. Yeah. That's all that is. You taste this bite. You know, I learned how to. I knew grandma had that.
You gotta start buying keto meals. Like, I don't know about bacon. What's keto?
Yeah, look it up.
They got some in them. In
keto
them,
food.
And I'm talking about them prep, them already prepped food. Uh-huh. They are already.
You've been cooking? No, for me earlier.
They already got some. We need to stop buying all this
fattening
stuff.
What made you taste
like
these?
Chicken patties, them fattening, them
pot pies. Fattening, processed.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
We're eating it here, too. Yeah. You don't eat out like that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I eat in the house. Corn dogs, fattening. Them sausage, what you call them, sausage corn dogs. Pancake
going up. Fat, yeah.
Fat,
yeah.
The ground beef, you need to
cut
that out.
You eat that turkey meat. That
turkey meat.
That chicken sandwich ain't fattened. I mean,
chicken taco was the station. That was right. That
And vegetable.
Yeah.
All them bell peppers, that's vegetable.
Yeah. And you had
all the
ice.
Yeah. I don't know why you like this, man.
Because it tastes good, mixed up with some shit. We need to start buying stuff like that. Because we don't eat out like that. So I gained 3 pounds a month. 3 or 4 times a month. Yeah. That adds up.
So 30 pounds. I mean, it's going to add up.
It's going to add up.
10 pounds.
Pounds
15 pounds.
But don't worry, when you get that treadmill, I won't be working up.
What? They say he come by to see you. He wouldn't come out and see you, would you?
It's just like...
Stop worrying.
Check your kid. Check Philip. Check Swatch.
Mm-hmm.
They be eating up everything. You seen Philip ran through a whole bag of chips. I'm talking about the box where it got multiple different chips in it. He ran through a whole bag himself.
Right. Himself. I'm on hold, but I don't know what's taking so long.
You were looking at this.
Okay, ma'am, are you still with me?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. So my legal team, their only concern really was moving forward, just making sure that you guys don't fall back behind these programs with the IRS. They really, really are kind of like a one and done. And so it will get you current, compliant, and back on your feet, fresh, clean slate. But your agreement moving forward is that you'll stay in compliance in the future. You'll file on time. If you owe, you pay it. You know, kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I have a quick question with that. Yes. So right now, does that mean so we're on time with them? We're not late. But we owe a lot of money to them.
Are you saying
be on time with that payment, or are you saying?
No, the program's going to resolve your back taxes, what you currently owe. I just mean in the future when you file, If you do owe anything else, right, just making sure you pay it, file on time, you know, just kind of dotting your I's and crossing your T's from here on.
Cross your T's and be careful what I do. That's why I don't go out spending. My son was just in here talking to me. And he said, Mom, you don't hang out and spend. I said, yeah, I have to be careful because that's how I got in trouble before. I do not play that. I watch these budgeting. I don't know if you heard of cash stuffing, budgeting channels. I watch these women budget. And lately I